Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Thank you, son. It is a pleasure to come together as a family today amidst difficult times. But the good news is that difficult times is nothing new to the Lord. He's been taking his people through many difficult things throughout the course of time. But today we got a short message. It won't be long. And it's entitled, Do You Really Believe? I think these are great times that we're in. These are the best of times and the worst of times, somebody once said. I think it's the best of times because we can see God's Word fulfilling right before our eyes. It's the worst of time for the world, for those that have no hope in Christ. But as we look today, God gives us not only hope, but He gives us protection. So I want to read the scripture, Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 15, and we'll dive deeply into here quickly. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 15. Are you there? You guys ready? Amen. All right, it reads this way, and I'll pay attention here. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now pay attention, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So he joins them together there. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Let's pray. Father, it's once again that we come. And Lord, we just thank you and sit in anticipation to hear what your Spirit has for us this morning. Lord, we just thank you for the family gathering together, being obedient to your word. And Father, we ask right now that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.